According to AAA, more than 48 million Americans are expected to travel by car over the Thanksgiving holiday, nearly a million of those from Wisconsin. It's up from last year, still down from pre-pandemic levels by about 8%. And it's going to cost more than last year. The average price of a gallon of gas in Wisconsin is $3.15. A year ago, $2. The price of gas has been higher in the past, in 2008 and 2014, for example. President Biden announced this week that he's releasing 50 million barrels of oil from the emergency stockpile to bring prices down. He said other countries will be reaching into their reserves as well.
And while our combined actions will not solve the problem of high gas prices overnight, it will make a difference. It will take time, but before long, you should see the price of gas drop where you fill up your tank.
Jim Ritterbusch is president of Ritterbusch and Associates, an oil trading advisory firm based in Galena, Illinois. Jim, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
We're seeing gas prices now highest level since 2014. What is driving that?
Well, it's always an array of factors that drive strong upward trends in gasoline. We've had very strong demand. We've had strong crude prices all year that contribute to about half of the increase in gasoline values. And refineries have been slow to recover this year following last year's pandemic. So it's a combo of factors, but, you know, it's a situation where demand has been quite strong this year, at least in comparison with last. And when you have demand this strong, it's partially a function of a strong economy. So we have a strong economy that boosts gasoline prices at the end of the day.
Was there an anticipation in the early days of the pandemic that demand was going to be down for a long time with the economic disruption that maybe didn't pan out as being as long a slump as people had thought?
Yeah, most analysts were behind the curve in anticipating just how fast this U.S. economy plus other economies around the globe would be able to rebound. So the recovery has been quite robust, and that's found a reflection to a large extent in record high stock market. And it's also been a contributor to a strong inflationary pace overall.
So here we have this strategic reserve. Before we get into the impact tapping into that might have, can you tell us what is this and why do we have it?
It's a store of crude. It's stored mainly in these large salt caverns down in Louisiana and Texas regions. And it was constructed or devised years ago when we were very dependent upon OPEC production. So they came up with a plan to store crude in these caverns, and that that supply, I believe at one time, was over 700 million barrels, and it's down around 600 million barrels presently.
So here we have 50 million barrels here in the U.S. We're going to tap into that. Other countries, so we hear China, India, and others also tapping into their reserves. How much of an impact do you think that'll have on oil prices and then gas prices?
Well, if you looked at the futures market in the past 2 days, you would say not much. Subsequent to the headlines that came out yesterday regarding a SPR release, futures popped almost $2 a barrel in crude oil. So this was a classic case of the old stock market adage of selling the rumor and buying the news. And as a result, we've boosted gasoline futures several cents, and that'll find some reflection at the pump here with a lag of 1 or 2 weeks.
Now, President Biden had also suggested that, hey, maybe there's some more profit taking in the industry than there should be, saying, hey, look, oil prices went down a bit, but gas prices didn't follow. Is there anything to that?
There's always this lag. Crude prices come down, and I would say you're looking at two and a half weeks before you start to see impact at the retail gasoline level. So that's what we've seen. Plus, gasoline futures tend to come off in tandem with crude oil, and at one point they were down almost 20 cents since the beginning of this month. So you'll see some of that pass through or filter through into the retail gasoline channel. So we should see a little bit more relief, but not much.
So we see prices going up on oil, Jim. I guess my Econ 101 would say that means if I'm selling oil, I'm going to try to produce more of it to make more money, and that's going to drive prices down. Is it that simple?
It was that simple until the past year or so. And major oil companies increased what we call this shale production considerably in recent years. And then their stocks really didn't perform. And as a result, generally, they adopted a strategy of plowing cash back into stock buybacks, trying to boost stock market returns to their shareholders. And they paid very little attention to growing production. So, in other words, it's been a value over growth scenario that's transpired here this year. And as a result, production is just moving up very gradually and hasn't kept pace with this strong path of demand that I alluded to previously.
So what are you watching for? I mean, it'll cost more for this Thanksgiving holiday travel season. What are you watching for, say, in the months to come?
A wild card that I see in the months to come is the COVID. We're seeing a dramatic increase in Europe, especially in Austria, in COVID-19. And as a result, we've seen some lockdowns and restrictions in Europe. And if that spreads, that's going to be a major demand deterrent. So the good news is it would put downside pressure on gasoline prices, but at the same time, that's not a good reason to reduce gasoline prices.
And then what are you watching for with OPEC in particular and whether they're going to ramp up production? I've heard even thoughts that they might bring it down to balance out these strategic stockpile releases. What are you watching for there?
We'll get a better view at the end of next week, a week from tomorrow. They have their monthly meeting. And there is a possibility that they could attempt to retaliate by reducing their planned or their scheduled production increases that amount to about 400,000 barrels a month. So it's a tough call. My feeling is that they're going to maintain the status quo. I don't think they want to get into a food fight with the White House over trying to keep prices up as opposed to the effort of the United States and some allies that are trying to press them down. So I don't see that scenario playing out myself. So I think that there's a strong chance that they'll simply stay with their plan, boost production another 400,000 a month to be announced next week. And from there, we'll see if that can begin to catch up with this strong pace of demand.
Jim, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too. That's Jim Ritterbusch with Ritterbusch & Associates, an oil trading advisory firm in Galena, Illinois, talking about the recent rise in gas prices.